Once again, the breaking news, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld is resigning. This morning, Speaker of the House-elect Nancy Pelosi actually called for President Bush to do just that.
There has to be a signal of a change of direction on the part of the president. And one good place he could start, change the civilian leadership at the Pentagon. That would signal an openness to new, fresh ideas on the subject.
And John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for Slate.com, joins us now for some analysis. And John, what do you make of the timing of all this?
Well, it's after the election. The president in his press conference said he didn't want to be mess with the election by speculating about a Rumsfeld replacement. He's been looking for this replacement even while the election was coming to the wire. Election, bad result for the president, sort of trying to create a fresh start here on his Iraq policy.
And do you think that the White House was just trying to avoid a confrontation on this? It was sure that the House would hold lots and lots of hearings on Rumsfeld's suitability to run the Pentagon. Do you think he was just trying to avoid that?
That's part of it, to be sure. I think he's also trying to scrape together some political capital. He's got a lot of Republicans who were calling for Rumsfeld to step down, or who were complaining here in the days, at the ending days of the election, about complaining about the Iraq policy. So now he's got to deal with the Democrats, but he also had to deal with his own allies. And now that he's got a new Secretary of Defense, or has suggested a new one, he can sort of bring his own team back together for this next stage in Iraq policy.
You kind of wonder about the timing. You mentioned in an earlier conversation we had that there may be people who ran for Congress and lost, Republicans, who would like to have known about this last week rather than this week.
Well, that's right. Ann Northrup in Kentucky was talking about how Rumsfeld needed to go. She ended up losing. She was in a kind of a blue district, really a close race. You know, if the president had appeared to take her advice before the election, well, who knows how that would have turned out? The president would say, "Well, this was a military decision and not an electoral one." But then why did he announce it the day after the election?
You have a clear Democratic majority in the House. You have the Senate now really still undecided. But the prospect, anyway, of confirmation hearings for Robert Gates to be Secretary of Defense run by the Democrats.
The Democrats have to step up. They now may very well be in a position, and even if they don't get control of the Senate, the Democrats are now on the field and they have to get behind a series of policy proposals with regard to Iraq and other things, of course. And now they have to take positions that are going to have a real effect. And they are in a different posture than they were in during the campaign, in which they could complain about the president but leave their own positions gently, lightly, so that everybody could have a position and no one would get in trouble. Now they have to get in trouble and take a stand.
Well, they have to take a stand on Iraq, which I must say the Democrats have been somewhat reluctant to do so far.
That's right. They voted for certain positions, but then they've also voted for other positions. So now they really have to, you know, write with an ink pen here, not in pencil that they can erase. And we have to figure out whether there is an immediate withdrawal Democrats are for, or whether they're for a staged withdrawal, timelines, deadlines. There are a lot of very specific things the Democrats are now going to have to get behind as they become a process of figuring out what the new Iraq strategy is.
And this White House is going to have to deal with a Congress again in the hands of the Democrats. They have some experience with that.
A little bit, but it's a lot of ugly, bitter behavior has gone on since the president had to face a Senate in control of Democratic hands. And we'll see how long the memories last.
John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for our friends at Slate.com. John, thank you again.
Thank you.